6:30 p.m. Prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say you stand.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
I got to give you my testimony. Can I do that?
Yeah.
I got to tell you what God will do for you if you put your trust in it. I said God will do something for you if you put your trust in it. I was on my way to take my son to rehab when he decided he didn't want to go. So I pulled over to let him out and to give him his clothes because he couldn't stay with me being a drug addict.
Oh, no, no.
And when I got out of the car to give him his clothes, he stepped over and took off with my car.
Hey, no.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what to do. All I knew is to call on Jesus. So that was 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm sitting in the house at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I begin to pray. I said, Lord, I put him and my car in your hands.
Thank you, Jesus.
And about 5 o'clock that morning, we got a phone call from the New York police. They said, we have your car, and went on to talk about a whole lot of things, and I was wondering what was happening because they didn't mention anything about my son. So I stopped him. I said, do you have my son? He said, well, yes and no. I have to call you back. And when they called me back, they told me that my son had been shot 4 or 5 times. And he was in the hospital. So we rushed and we went over to the hospital in New York and to visit my son. And when we got there, they wouldn't allow us to see him. Wouldn't tell us what was going on. So we just sat there and prayed and believed God. So later on in the afternoon, they allowed us to go up into the emergency room and see him. When we walked over, the doctor began to tell us, his arm is all been shot up. And we had to go into his leg and take out a vein and put it in his arm for it to operate. But that operation failed. So they said we had to turn around and go back again and take another vein out of his leg and put that one in his arm. And while we was there, that one failed. So the doctor told me, he said, we're gonna try it one more time. If this operation don't work, we're going to have to cut his arm off.
Oh, Jesus.
So sometimes when you go praying, God ain't hard to hear. And sometimes you can't go in these places screaming and hollering. So I just walked over by his bedside and laid my hands on that arm. All right. And I said, Lord, I put my trust in you. I don't have nobody else to lean on. I just put my trust in you. So they told us we had to leave. We went downstairs and they wouldn't let us back up. But I come to let you know that the next day they told us that that last operation worked.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I want you to know that he still got the activity of his limbs. And when I think about what God has done for me, all I can say,
from me to you, Lord. From me to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For all you've done and all you do. For every time, Lord, you brought me.
fantastic Williams Brothers. Yeah. Douglas, Melvin, and Henry Green.
Come on, put your hands together.
Hello, friend. This is Brother Kenny Townsend today. And I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to hold on and never give up. I want to encourage you that in spite of what you're going through, in spite of what's happening in your life right now, don't give up. Please, don't you give up. I know it seems hard. I know it seems sometimes like the whole world is against you and nobody understands. But friend, I want to let you know that God has designated purpose for your life. Even when you first came into this life, He chose the parents. He chose the circumstances. He chose everything that you're experiencing right now. And you too had some say-so in that matter. But now you're just like a sheep. You've gone astray and you don't know what direction to turn in. But friend, if you can just hold on just a little longer, if you can just stand and don't give up, I know God will see you through. You see, the book of Jeremiah summed it up this way. It says that God has an expected end for you. I'll let you in on a little secret. You are a spark of energy, a spark of light that was in the presence of the Almighty God. And you know what? You entered into a contract and an agreement to come into this earth realm, to experience life as a fleshly being.